Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful opening meditation and getting us centered right where we need to be. As always, we are very pleased and thankful for your help in these matters. Now, the following is a short review of what took place at the conference, and this is just for a reminder to get us into that, those energetics, and remember them. Now, if you'll remember, the energies were set precisely in the room before we started. Everyone created the sacred space within the room to receive what was to be given by our teachers of light. On a screen in the middle of the room was a beautiful multidimensional flower of life. To assist us in increasing and holding our vibrational rate, Melena led us in a breathing exercise. Next, she helped us bring in the magenta light coats to flow into that flower of life. We have always been a part of this, but most of us have forgotten. We are holding a fifth through seventh dimensional frequency in our bodies now, and were asked to maintain this throughout the conference. We were then told that this weekend is the next step in our mystery school initiation. Next, Melena asked Metatron to explain who we were as a collective of this crucible. We were prepared to receive this answer because of the previous teachings and the energetics that were just put in play. And Metatron explained that we are unique masters, far above anything we can imagine. We all took a chance to come here at this time due to the dangers of being caught in the karmic wheel and being unable to get back. He had us sit in the brilliant Christed light, to see who we are. Again, we are the center of the flower of the light, and henceforth, we will see ourselves as those center dots. Now next, Joan explained that during these 3 days that every new sequence has an energetic importance. Our next adventure was also very amazing. Melena, who played such a wonderful role in our conference, assisted us in taking advantage of the invitation to visit the Sirian High Council by going to the Sirian Stargate. Using our Merkaba, we first arrived on Sirius B and were introduced to Archangel Antala, our host. Archangel Antala then guided us to Sirius C, where the Archangel Anrata was waiting for us. We were then ready to proceed to the retrieval of the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template. We entered a crystal temple of transparency, a four-sided pyramid, to complete our task and sat with the entire gathering of the Sirian Council of Elders. Archangel Zachael addressed the group to explain that he is also a part of the Sirian Archangelic League and plays a dual role of an archangel on Earth as well as a Sirian archangel. This makes unifying these two energetics a much easier step for us. The second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template was retrieved. Anrata then explained that many facets of this template and how it affects our mental emotional body as well as the neurology of the body. We received the second iteration in this temple of transparency. Anrata explained that with this sixth dimensional light template, all will be divulged. Nothing will remain hidden. The energetics and the concepts were presented in a holographic format that will take approximately three years to assimilate. Next, with Melena's guidance, we return to the 2018 seventh dimensional light template retrieval. She took us back to Hawaii to be in the vortex of the no time, no space, no dimensions. With the help of the white fire dragons. They guided us into the seventh dimensional light template. Now we were also joined by the 12th dimensional beings of the elemental kingdom. The next part of the process was the arrival of the four archangels to take their place at each point of the four-pointed diamond. Then, to our surprise, Yeshua took over through Joan to tell us that the door to the seventh dimensional time lock was now open. The next part to me was the most significant of the conference. Yeshua then stated that he was bringing us the iteration of the divine feminine, which will be the significant part of the energetics of the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template. Now, by receiving this light template, we are not only allowed the sacred feminine to return, we also have allowed for the divine masculine to return. For one cannot exist without the other. He then left us with the following saying. If you just look at the word, S-H-E, she, you will notice that it does contain H-E, he. The second iteration, of course, of the seventh dimensional light template opens our consciousness to a larger perspective of the all that is and our unity with this massive creative mind. Now that we've gotten that concluded, let's all again take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Metatron to complete the evening.